Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We are living in a two-tier justice system in this country. How do I know that? Because of the breaking news that is happening right now that involves the president of the United States of America. And new reports are out that say that Joe Biden is going to escape charges for mishandling of classified documents that were stored by his Corvette. Special counsel Robert Hur, who is, in quote, investigating, if you believe that, President Joe Biden for mishandling classified documents, is not expected to charge anyone. Sources familiar with the matter told CNN, and the Wall Street Journal is also reporting it as well. The report suggests a double standard in justice, clearly. While there will reportedly be no consequences for Biden, on the other side, in this two-tier system, Special Counsel Jack Smith not only indicted former President Donald Trump in June for mishandling of classified documents, but is trying to put him away in jail for that literally for decades. Now, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed her in January to investigate Biden after classified documents from his time as vice president in Barack Obama's administration were found in his possession at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. Then after that, they found even more documents at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. These classified documents were not kept securely. They were kept in the garage next to his Corvette. Now, Hur was among those at the Justice Department who had knowledge about the Russian collusion hoax as well, perpetrated against former President Donald Trump, and did nothing to stop it, knowing that it was a hoax. Hur, what we're being told, will reportedly issue a report on his investigation that could be made public by the end of the year. Hur's investigation encompasses 100 Biden aides, colleagues, and family members, including, they say, Hunter Biden. Hur also interviewed Joe Biden for 2 days, we're being told, in October. That coming from the Wall Street Journal report. The documents in question date to Biden's time as vice president during the Obama administration, as well as his days in the U.S. Senate. We found out, as you remember, when that story was unfolding and unraveling in a bad way for the president, that apparently he had classified documents that could be dating back 30 plus years. The number of interviews her team has conducted indicates that it cast a wide net in trying to answer questions about how the material was packed and handled and wound up at an office Biden used at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement. That was a Washington-based think tank. And in the garage of his home in Wilmington, Delaware, alongside his famous vintage Corvette. Among those Hearst spoke to, apparently, were Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, who was an aide to Biden in the Senate, and his national security advisor when he was vice president. Current White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, as well, was on the list, and top White House political aide, as well as Biden's former chief of staff, you may remember this name, Ron Klain. The investigation, they say, from these two reports has focused on who handled the documents and what procedures they followed in doing so. Joe Biden's classified documents scandal leaked to CBS News on January the 9th, weeks after the initial trove was found by Biden's personal lawyers on November the 2nd. The establishment media, as you may remember, reported at least three times that Biden and the Department of Justice agreed to hide the scandal from public view with likely no plans to disclose it to the public, which is why when this story leaked, it was massive. It is unclear, by the way, why Biden's attorneys were initially searching his papers when they found his alleged illegally stashed documents. The White House failed to provide a reason for that search by Biden's attorneys, which obviously is incredibly suspicious. Joe Biden will still remain under investigation, we also know, by the House impeachment inquiry, which subpoenaed former White House counsel Dana Remes on Tuesday related to the alleged mishandling of the classified documents. Now, the timing of that makes sense. Now, in addition, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer requested four additional White House employees that were familiar with President Biden's alleged mishandling of classified material. Now, these individuals are to appear before the committee for transcribed interviews. The question is, will they show? Now, Comer previously revealed that Joe Biden's senior aide, who reportedly told Hunter Biden she loved him multiple times, not a joke, handled the president's classified documents at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. 20 months before Joe Biden's lawyer disclosed the discovery of the documents to the public. You look at this, and this is shocking. Joe Biden was handling classified documents and was handling material that was far worse than anything Trump ever did. So, of course, his own corrupt machine, the deep state, is going to let him off the hook. There are two different systems of justice in this country. The fact that Joe Biden is going to go, you know, scot-free on these classified documents based on the reporting that we have, and the president of the United States of America is being charged for the same damn thing, is another perfect example of the two-tier justice system in this country. Now, I actually believe that this is going to make a lot of people very angry in this country. I think there's going to be a lot of people that are furious over this, and there's going to be people that are going to look at this and they're going to say, this is ridiculous. And if you actually do get a one-on-one conversation, a one-on-one, back and forth conversation between the two candidates in a debate, if that debate ever happens, I think it is going to be unbelievable what we actually find. I think it'll be unbelievable what we, one, find out, and two, what Donald Trump can say to wake up the American people to the two-tier justice system in the deep state in this country. Imagine this scenario on stage. You have two men that apparently did virtually the same thing, except there were more documents being held by Joe Biden and for longer periods of time, and documents that we knew nothing about. These documents were left where anybody could see them. in places where anyone could have accessed them and grabbed them, including in a garage. Compare that to Mar-a-Lago. Which one was more of an egregious abuse of just incompetency? I think it's pretty clear that would be what Joe Biden did, putting classified documents at the highest level next to his car in his garage. And when you talk about that in front of the American people on a debate stage, and you make him answer questions, and he gets angry, because he will, and he'll do the classic, come on, man, line to try to deflect. And if Donald Trump is smart, he would keep hammering him on that issue. This could be a significant turning point in the presidential campaign. And I think there's a lot of Americans that will be upset about it. I also think there's a lot of Americans that will be interested in this. Wait, hold on a second. Why did you get in? Wait. You got indicted and charged and had to go to trial, but the other guy did the same thing and he didn't go to trial and he didn't get charged with any crimes? Because that's what we're actually talking about right now. But first, I want to tell you about a company that I really want you to check out. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say the only one, I mean it. They're the only one. They make a huge difference every time that you pay your bill because they actually give back to conservative causes and organizations to help you stand up for what you believe in while you're paying a bill you're going to have anyways. This is the part that I love about Patriot Mobile. They're making a difference every time you pay your bill, every time you make a phone call, every time that you send a text message. Patriot Mobile actually gives money back to protect First and Second Amendment rights, to protect the lives of unborn children. And that's what they're doing right now as they celebrate their 10th anniversary. If you switch right now to Patriot Mobile, they are going to give a donation to help protect life and to help mothers choose life to an organization that does everything they can to protect the lives of unborn children. Then every month when you pay your bill, they're going to continue to support the causes that I just mentioned. And this is exactly why you need to make the switch. If you're tired of woke companies, switch your cell phone to Patriot Mobile. Whether you are a business, a small business, or just a family, you can switch and they make switching easy. They have a 100% U.S.-based call center, making switching extremely easy. You're going to get nationwide coverage, unlimited talk and text, and usually save real money on your bill. 972-PATRIOT. It's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I want to move to another story, and that deals with the Biden crime family, but in a different way. As they're going to get off the hook for these classified documents that I was just talking about, they've also decided we're going to go on offense. Now, this is probably a smart strategy because they've been having to defend themselves for so long, and now they're like, screw it. Hunter Biden's lawyer is now seeking to subpoena, this isn't a joke, Donald Trump, the former president of the United States of America, in his son's, the president's son and Hunter Biden's gun case. Court papers also reveal subpoena requests against Bill Barr. You may remember, Bill Barr was the guy who was the man that was in charge of the Department of Justice, the FBI, because he was the attorney general. And they're now saying, we want to talk to everybody that was around this. That's what the lawyers for Hunter Biden, the son of Joe Biden, are saying as they issue these subpoena requests against Trump in an effort, they say, they claim, to show that the former U.S. president applied political pressure to high-ranking officials to push for a criminal investigation into the Biden affairs. The move, revealed in court papers filed on Wednesday, and the media is not covering this, come as Hunter Biden fights charges of illegal gun ownership in a case that threatens to reach a climax at the height of the 2024 presidential election campaign cycle, in which Joe Biden and Donald Trump are likely to be the two main candidates. Hunter Biden, 53, pleaded not guilty last month in a federal court in Wilmington, Delaware, to three charges related to buying a Colt Cobra revolver while using illegal drugs. The case saw him become the first child of a sitting president to face criminal charges. Now, the court papers also reveal subpoena requests against Trump's former Attorney General Bill Barr and his two senior Justice Department deputies, Jeffrey Rosen and Richard Donahue. Why? They say they are attempting to show that the investigation into Biden was subject to undue political interference. So in other words, they're saying, hey, we didn't like break any laws here, even though clearly he did. You guys came after us for one reason. You came after us because you wanted to go after your political enemies. And this is a brilliant narrative if you are the Bidens to push out there. This is exactly what a smart attorney in this scenario should do, by the way, to change the narrative and say, oh, see, they're just coming after us because we are their political opponents. Does it mean it's true? No. Do we know that he was lying when he filled out the form and was on drugs? Yes. By the way, you want to talk about shady practices? Never forget, Joe Biden did not have Secret Service protection because he was no longer the sitting vice president when Secret Service agents went to the gun store where Hunter Biden bought that firearm and came in demanding the paperwork for the background check on that firearm because they wanted to make all this disappear. You want to talk about interference? You want to talk about political interference? Then why aren't we investigating that? Now, Hunter Biden's requests, they say, are aimed at shedding light on, quote, certain instances that appear to suggest improper and partisan pressure applied by then-President Trump on the three officials, according to the Washington Post story. Now, the subpoena appeals appear to have been prompted by accounts in Barr's memoir, One Damn Thing After Another, published last year, in which the former attorney general describes getting angry with Trump for pressing him on the status of the investigation into Hunter Biden, which opened in 2018. In that memoir, Bill Barr, who subsequently broke with Trump over his insistence that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, described a confrontational exchange in October of that year after the then president tried to engage him over a report about Hunter's laptop aired by the right-wing channel Newsmax. "Mr. President, I can't talk about that, and I am not going to," Barr claimed to have replied in his book. When President Trump pressed, Barr recounted cutting him off by saying, "Damn it, Mr. President, I'm not going to talk to you about Hunter Biden, period." Prosecutors have accused Hunter Biden of lying in an application to buy that Colt revolver in 18 by saying he was not addicted to or using drugs. And that's what you would have to say to get that firearm. In fact, as he knew, the statement was false and, well, he was lying on that document, which would then make him a felon. It is a serious criminal offense under federal law to possess a firearm while using illegal drugs. Hunter Biden has acknowledged his previous cocaine use in his memoir as well. Now, the charges carry a maximum of 25-year jail sentence on a conviction. Although as a first-time nonviolent offender, Hunter Biden is expected to be treated more leniently. "He owned the gun for 11 days and did not use it during that time," is what Democrats say for the reason why he should get no more than just a basic slap on the wrist. Now, you go back to the two tiers of justice that we are dealing with in this country right now. You have one set of rules for Democrats and another set of rules for conservatives. And another set of rules for Democrats. Just look at the difference here. Trump is facing 91 charges of his own. And what is Joe Biden facing? Nothing. He's not going to be in trouble for the classified documents. His son, for example, apparently is not going to be in any serious trouble for the incredible number of crimes that he committed, including the most egregious tax crimes, which the statute of limitations were purposely run out by the Department of Justice, by the special prosecutor, by the way. The same guy that's right supposed to be investigating all this knew that the statute of limitations was running out and ran out the clock so that Hunter Biden wouldn't get in any real trouble. Meanwhile, they want to put Donald Trump in prison for like 100-something years. Let that sink in here. The only way that this is going to actually hurt the Bidens is if the American voters turn against him. Yes, this is a political issue, right? That could damage Joe Biden's reelection prospect ahead of next year's presidential campaign. My worry is if he gets damaged too much, they're going to pull him off the ticket and they're going to bring in a Gavin Newsom. They're going to bring in the senator from West Virginia that just said, "Oh, I'm going to retire, but I think I'm going to run for president." They're going to bring in a Gavin Newsom in California, for example. Meanwhile, you've got Donald Trump in multiple courts in multiple cases trying to turn him into a felon so that he can't be the president of the United States of America. That's their ultimate goal here. There is a massive two-tier system in this country. And every single time that there is damning evidence against whether it's Merrick Garland, whether it's the president, whether it's Hunter Biden, hell, we've got actual direct payments now going to the president of the United States of America as money is being funneled and laundered into the Biden crime family. That's a fact. We have money that's coming in from China. And let's remember what Joe Biden said back in the day. "It's ridiculous. Come on, man. My family and my son has not made any money," right? Not a single dime, is the way they described it. Not a single dime. Not one dime has my son made off. Not one single dime from China. Well, we know that's a lie. They've been making millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars off of China. We know that. We know that big payments, $250,000, has gone into the bank account that we know of. That's it we know of. And we have proof of checks going into the bank account of the President of the United States of America's bank account right now. That's unbelievable. But notice, he doesn't get in trouble, does he? Not at all. And why? Because he's Joe Biden. And the system is rigged. It is rigged. It's a two-tier system. It is rigged.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The connections between Joe Biden and China. And I want to take you through the absurdity of this meeting with Xi Jinping and the way that we rolled out the red carpet for him. And I think a lot of this goes back to Biden crime family, that clearly they are, Joe Biden is compromised by the Chinese. And this is a conversation that unfortunately has to become broadened out to, what decisions can Joe Biden not make because he is compromised by the Chinese Communist Party? And it's clearly what they want to do when they start doing business with his family. They wanted to be able to hang it over their head and control them. And they, in essence, control the Oval Office right now. This all started on Wednesday when Biden met with Xi in San Francisco. Biden told Xi, "It was good to see you again." Biden said to Xi, "We also have a responsibility to our people and the world to work together." By the way, that's not true. He wants to normalize relations with China yet again. Now, this is, you know, Biden has been China's best friend, full disclosure, for quite some time. I'm going to play this. It's a montage of Joe Biden back in 2001 until current day, constantly being a spokesperson for China.
China is not our enemy.
I believe then, and I'm even more convinced now, that a rising China is an incredibly positive development for not only China, but the United States and the rest of the world.
It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
China's a great nation, and we should hope for the continued expansion.
We want to see China rise. A rising China can be a significant asset for the region and the world.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
They're not bad folks, folks. But guess what? They're not a competition for us.
China's not our problem.
We can help them with some of their problems.
China's not a problem.
The idea that China is going to eat our lunch is bizarre.
And so, what are we worried about?
We talk about China as our competitor. We should be helping.
Do you think, in retrospect, that you were naive about China?
No.
Doesn't think he was naive. This is a guy toasting China, saying, you know, we want to see China rise. Those are his words. We want to see China rise. Now, this is the same administration, by the way, that lied to you for weeks. For example, on the issue of the Chinese spy balloon. The Chinese spy balloon, remember, they said wasn't successful at gaining intelligence, getting intelligence, minimizing intelligence. They lied about it. And then at the end, they're like, okay, yeah, maybe they did get some really good intelligence.
Once we detected the balloon, the U.S. government acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information.
We acted immediately to take all necessary steps to protect against foreign intelligence collection of sensitive information.
The U.S. has stated that steps were taken to prevent any problems in terms of intelligence collection.
We were also able to ensure the protection of any sensitive information that the balloon would not be able to collect against us.
We protected against Chinese intelligence collection, we protected civilians, and we gained more intel while protecting our own sensitive information.
The Biden-Harris administration responded swiftly to protect Americans and safeguard against the balloon's collection of sensitive information.
Protecting our own sensitive intelligence and maximizing our ability to track the balloon.
We were able to take steps at sensitive military sites that we believed would be all along the flight path to significantly curtail any intelligence ability that the Chinese could get from the balloon.
We were able to protect our security data on the ground.
We were able to protect sensitive sites against collection.
We spotted it. We took action to protect sensitive information on the ground that it was attempting to surveil.
The balloon attempted to surveil very critical, important military installations. We protected the sensitive information that it was trying to surveil.
We protected our national security information on the ground.
Surely and certainly that balloon was not helpful.
Was not helpful? So what do we know now? We now know that the Chinese spy balloon did in fact collect sensitive intelligence from U.S. military sites as Biden let it traverse all over the country, sit, stand, pause, and do whatever it was doing wherever it wanted to collect intelligence. We also know the Biden administration spent weeks lying about it. Neither of these things, by the way, are a surprise. But the real question is, why would the President of the United States of America give a kiss your AWS welcome and roll out literally the red carpet and clean up San Francisco for the Chinese Communist government and Xi Jinping, who just flew a spy balloon over our entire country collecting sensitive intelligence? Is it because he's compromised? I believe that it is. Let's talk about another aspect of how compromised the president probably is based on his actions. We also know that Biden missed the deadline for declassifying intelligence on the Wuhan lab and the origins of COVID-19. President Biden missed a key deadline that was actually set by a bipartisan law passed by Republicans and Democrats that called for the declassification and release of intelligence on the Wuhan lab, as well as its possible links to the origins of COVID-19. Now, how did we get that law? It's a law, okay? It's not a recommendation. It's a law. It was a law passed by the House and a law passed by the Senate unanimously, meaning Republicans and Democrats unanimously agreed on this and unanimously passed the COVID-19 Origin Act, in March of 2023, with the law giving the Office of the Director of National Intelligence 3 months, 90 days, to declassify and release intelligence on the Wuhan Institute of Virology and its connections to the emergence of SARS-CoV-2. Guess what just happened? That deadline passed without the declassification happening on Sunday. Official date was supposed to be on Sunday, November the 13th. Representative Mike Gallagher, a Republican from Wisconsin, the chairman of the Select Committee on China, who sponsored the bill in the House, told the Washington Examiner that Congress, that Congress overwhelmingly passed legislation requiring the administration to declassify all relevant intelligence around the origins of COVID-19. The congressman said, Biden cannot continue to ignore this overwhelming bipartisan consensus, and that Congress must use every tool at its disposal to enforce this law and ensure the president makes this information available to the public. Now, the law instructed Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines to declassify any and all information relating to potential links between the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origins of COVID-19, including intelligence on the activities performed by the Wuhan Institute of Virology with or on behalf of the People's Liberation Army and coronavirus research or other related activities performed at the Wuhan Institute of Virology prior to the outbreak of SARS-CoV-2. Now, let's just look at the timeline. 90 days ended right before Xi Jinping got to the United States of America for this big reset. I promise you that Joe Biden or Xi Jinping said to Joe Biden, you're not going to release any of that crap until after I'm long gone. I'm not coming into America under a cloud of suspicion or a cloud of accusations that I purposely didn't protect the world and allowed a whole bunch of you guys to die. Unless he's compromised, why wouldn't you release that information and then bring it up at these face-to-face meetings so it at least looks like you're standing up for the United States of America? This legislation, by the way, that passed into law told the Biden administration to hand over any information on the researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology who fell ill in the autumn of 2019. And what did Biden say on March the 20th of this year? He said that he was pleased to sign the measure into law, contending that I share the Congress's goal of releasing as much information as possible about the origins of COVID-19. But apparently not. That was a lie then, and they still are refusing to release the information now. Let me leave you on this Wuhan Institute issue with this. If the president of the United States of America was truly on our side, if he was truly on our side, you know what he would do? He would go after the country that gave us COVID and demand answers from that leader. But he's not on our side. He's compromised. He can't say any of the things that a normal president would say because that country, China, clearly has him and owns him. The money that they have taken, the amount of cash that has come in, the situation that the Biden family is in because of China has got to be basically a how high do I need to jump, Mr. Xi Jinping, and I will jump that high scenario. And that's exactly what it looked like this week. It looked like Xi Jinping was taking his dog out for a walk and his dog was Joe Biden. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. And make sure you write us a 5-star review so we can reach more people. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.